This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 106, Going Home, How to Bring Your American Life With You. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. In this episode, learn three expert tips to survive your journey home after living in the U.S.
Hey, Gabby, how are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm feeling great. Today we have Kate Brubaker on the show, the creator of Small Planet Studio. Thanks for joining us, Kate. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, this is fantastic. So we know that you do a lot of work in terms of re-entry and helping people kind of go back and make a smooth transition back to their home country. So you're going to offer us three tips to help people make a smooth transition home, right?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So what would be the first tip that you could offer our audience?
Well, the first tip is about how you think about going home. You know, we often think that it's going abroad that's going to be challenging, and it is, but going home is even more challenging and in ways that you would never expect. So the first tip is to not think about reentry in a negative way. It's usually described as an illness with lots of symptoms.
Yeah.
And I don't like thinking about it that way because who wants to be sick?
Right.
So reentry becomes something you want to avoid.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So instead of thinking about it in a negative way, being afraid of it or thinking about it as an illness, think about it as an opportunity.
Mm.
It's the opportunity to take a step back, reflect on what's important to you, what you really enjoyed about being abroad, and then create a global life that works for you.
Mm. And how would someone go through that process of stepping back and kind of reflecting? Would they do that with friends, with family, with a professional?
I think all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on your personal preferences. And it also, you know, it kind of depends on who's around you. And different people can provide a different perspective on
Absolutely.
What you're going through.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
And so what was the second idea that you had?
Well, the second one, when you go home, you know, you're experiencing a lot of changes and you're seeing the world differently. You're seeing yourself differently. You're seeing your community, your home, your family, your friends. You're seeing everything with new eyes.
Right.
And so that causes us to feel a lot of feelings. And oftentimes those feelings are mixed or conflicted. And that's totally okay. So my tip here is to allow yourself to feel however you feel and don't ignore your feelings.
Oh, that's so important. I know in our, you know, in our culture, the idea is to just cover up the feeling or run away from it or distract yourself from it anytime you feel a sense of sadness. But it's not human to do that.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, sometimes we feel like if we go home and we feel bad, that we did something wrong.
Right.
Or that maybe we didn't do our experience abroad right, or we failed. Or we're ungrateful for our experience. But sometimes we don't want to share those things. And we think other people only want to hear about the good stuff.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know.
And you might have mixed feelings. You might be happy on one hand to be back home, closer to your family or some friends. But then you might also be kind of disappointed that you had to leave the U.S. or wherever you were. You know, you probably enjoyed some of those experiences and maybe you missed that too. So I think it's a very kind of mixed emotional experience.
Definitely, definitely. That's what I hear from most people. You know, they're so excited to go home and see their family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
I know I definitely was.
Right.
I was sad to leave Germany, but I was excited to see my friends after a year and my family. But
right.
I very quickly felt like things were different, but I couldn't explain how.
Oh, interesting.
And that was challenging.
Right. So in the end, it's like you're the one who's different, right? Often well, some things have changed, I guess, but then often we're different ourselves.
And you grow a lot when you travel and live and work abroad. You're experiencing a lot of new things, meeting new people, and you do change, you know, in many different ways. It's a lot to get into just in this short episode, but it's a deep topic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Was there one more tip that you had?
Yeah. So many people feel like their life was way more exciting when they were abroad than their life back at home.
Right.
You know, you get home and you really discover how much you've changed, and a lot of people feel like, oh my God, it's so boring here.
Yeah.
So my tip is to think about what you found so exciting about being abroad. Maybe it was the daily challenge of speaking a different language.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was trying new foods, or maybe it was meeting lots of new people and coming into contact with different perspectives, or traveling a lot, visiting lots of new places.
Yeah.
So think about what made the experience of being abroad so exciting for you. And you can, I call these ingredients, and you can use those ingredients to create a recipe for what you want in your global life.
I love that. I love that idea.
Yeah. So you can recreate those aspects that you really enjoyed.
That's fantastic. I think often we feel like this sense of happiness is something that we have to just like be lucky to come into. But as you said, it's more of a proactive process that we need to create that for ourselves.
Absolutely. And I know I used to feel like when I was at home, I was just biding my time until I could go abroad again, where I could be myself and be happy.
Yeah.
And I realized that that's really not a good way to look at it. You can be happy and you can be global anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And this tip applies even if you do want to go abroad. So if you want to go abroad again, think about those ingredients and find an opportunity abroad that fits those ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Same thing if you want to stay home. And maybe you want a global career, you know, make sure that your career has those ingredients.
Yeah. And sometimes it's hard to distinguish whether we want to go abroad or whether we want that combination of those things, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's a tricky one.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, that's challenging because I think a lot of times we feel like when you're not global if you're not abroad. And that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You can create a global life in so many different ways.
Sure. It might be moving to a big city in your home country instead of a small town, right? That could be one example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or moving to a completely different part of the country.
Exactly. Mm. And with the internet nowadays, we have the ability, for example, meetup.com is an amazing way to meet people from other cultures. Couch surfing, and there are a lot of ways to do it, to create the international circle. Excellent. Well, these have been great tips, Kate. Thank you so much. And so can you let us know where our audience could find you if they want to know more about your work in this field?
Sure. Yeah, my website is smallplanetstudio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a community of travelers, expats, and students who are going through reentry. And we're all relaunching ourselves into our ideal global lives. So everyone is welcome to join us. And I have lots of free resources. There's a toolkit that will help you figure out your ingredients. There's an ebook that will help you through the whole process of reentry and relaunching yourself. And there's also a lot of reentry stories by travelers and students and teachers and lots of different people, and they talk about their reentry experience.
Oh, that's awesome.
That sounds great.
I might take a look at that myself.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, your work is so important, and thank you so much for giving our audience a couple of hints today. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Hey guys, if you want to learn 10 ways to learn English with a podcast, come to our website and get our free ebook at www.allearsenglish.com/free. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.